Our next guest has won an awful lot of races here at Aqueduct, but today she will be in action down at Laurel with a couple of the favorites in two of the six stakes on Laurel's Fall Festival of Racing card. Hot City Girl and La Verdad were joined now by her trainer, by their trainer, Linda Rice. Linda, thanks for taking some time on the Equine Forum this morning. It's Anthony Stabile and Jude Felt.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Jude. How are you today?
Good.
Doing good, Linda. So, Hot City Girl has done her her share of traveling already this fall, heading out to Charlestown and back at Belmont and now down to Laurel. How's she doing coming into the race today, Linda?
She's doing great. I mean, frankly, I'm bringing her back on short rest from the Belmont allowance win. It's a little over 2 weeks, and it's back on short rest. But frankly, it's one of the last three-year-old filly stakes races of the year, and she's came out of the last couple races very well, so we decided to go ahead and take her down.
You mentioned the last two races. Blinkers on for her last two starts, and they really have seemed to do the trick.
Yeah, you know, I think the blinkers certainly have helped her focus, but I also believe, you know, we kind of gave her a break over the summer and gave her a chance to catch up, and the time helped her as much as the blinkers.
Yeah, that happens a lot when you give a horse a little break. Sometimes they come back gangbusters. I think some trainers are afraid to you know, send them out or give them a little time off even at the barn, but it seems to work so well. And this filly, I mean, her speed figures have just jumped immeasurably since she's come back.
Yeah, you know, with this filly, I kept her at Belmont and just gave her a break, and she, you know, I picked out a couple spots. I had her in the prior race at Saratoga. She was in the one hole in like a 14-horse field with cavorting in there, and I opted to scratch her that day and took her to Charlestown. Of course, that worked out great. You know, it was a 6-horse field. I think we went off about third choice, but the filly has been training. She's been improving month after month, let's say since probably July, August, September. And I'm hoping, as her half-sister La Verdad did, she looks to me to be a horse that, you know, is improving with age and maturity.
Speaking of La Verdad, another fantastic job right off the Iroquois into that Breeders' Cup filly and mare sprint. Of a really just a solid race, and you pulled a little bit of a move there. You took her off the pace in the Iroquois, and everybody thought, I think, going into the Breeders' Cup that would be the game plan, but instead she flaunted her immense speed and just missed to an old foe in Wavell Avenue.
Yes, you know, the idea was to see if we could rate in the Iroquois, you know, hoping that if we could rate her behind horses, if she could run from off the pace just a little bit, that it would improve our chances to win a grade one at 7 furlongs. You know, of course, when the gates open, you know, as usual, I just left it up to the rider. I just don't like to tie their hands. They just have to play it the way it comes up. They didn't go in 21 and change. It was 22-2, and Jose found himself in the lead post position part of it. And, you know, it was his choice to make. He decided to leave her on the front end, and she did as well as she could.
When the original plan was to sell her at the Keeneland November sale, I know you guys took her out of there. What's the plans for her now, Linda?
Yeah, I had, you know, encouraged Sheila to put her in the November sale, you know, months ago. I just felt that she needed to have that option when the time came. But as we got closer to the sale and closer to the sale, Sheila was, you know, she just doesn't want to part with her. She's attached to her, which, you know, is easy to understand. And so I believe that will be her first and only broodmare. We plan to run her once more for this year against the colts in the fall highway, is what we have scheduled right now. After that, she'll probably go to Kentucky, and we're looking at, you know, a few stallions right now. We haven't really decided which one yet.
All right, so the fall highway now becomes a race to circle on your calendars here up in the Big Apple. You get one more chance to see the great La Verdad in action. She'll take on the boys in that fall highway. Another boy that we need to talk about is Pallas, who, when all is said and done, may be one of the top five claims in the history of this sport. A lot of people forget that this horse actually started in the barn of Hall of Famer Bill Mott. You claimed him for the bargain basement price of $20,000, and all he's done since is win 11 races, including two grade ones, and $1.4 million.
Yeah, he's, you know, we claimed him in October of 2012, maiden 20. And, you know, Windstar had owned him, and he'd run two kind of average thirds, maiden special weight, never got to the races as a two-year-old, fell down on the turf, and they'd had the horse in the sale in Kentucky as basically one of the horses that they were going to cull. I think Billy Mott just took a chance of, you know, what the hell, we might as well win a race with him. And so, you know, we claimed him for 20. We were the only ones in for him that day. And, of course, it's been, you know, a real joy having him the last 3 years. He's just been wonderful to have in the barn. And he's going on to his new career as of January 1st. He's going to be a standing stud at Spencer Farm. It'll be hard to see him go. You know, he's been such a joy for us.
Yeah, 12 wins and 27 starts. Awesome. You're putting the blinkers on. Is that kind of to shake the old boy up?
A little bit. You know, it's exactly what it is. I've kind of wanted to do it in the past, and for whatever reason, I didn't. Right now, I just kind of wake him up a little bit. I thought it might sharpen him up just a touch. And then we'll see what happens from there.
Is this his swan song?
No, not necessarily. We'll see how he runs today. He could also come back in the fall highway. He could wait for the Gravesend. We can run him to the end of the year. I don't know that today will be his last race. I don't think it will be. I think we'll run him one more time after this.
Okay. So we have Hot City Girl in the barn to take the mantle from La Verdad when she goes on to become a brood mare. We have anything to look forward to, Linda, as far as maybe replacing Pallas? Anything in the barn that our fans should keep an eye on?
You know, I bought some pretty nice two-year-olds this last spring, and I'm hoping that some of those really come together and rise to the top, because those are, you know, having La Verdad go to the breeding shed and Pallas, it's going to be a difficult winter to get through. You know, our barn's going to be pretty sad about that. But, you know, here they are. Pallas is 6 years old, turning seven. La Verdad's five, turning six. They're both sprinters. They're both New York breds, and they're both sound. And, you know, to watch them go on to their new careers, what we need to do is best for them. But I'm hoping some of these two-year-olds that we bought this last spring will fill their shoes. We've got Matt King Cole running in the Remsen in a couple of weeks. And so we've got high hopes for him and Seymour Danny, a few other two-year-olds. So, hopefully they will develop nice careers as well.
When you started doing this, training horses in 1987, did you ever think that you'd be 21 wins away from 1,400?
You know, I never considered anything like that. You know, I grew up in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and my father was leading trainer in Pennsylvania for about 15 years while I was in, you know, grade school and high school and college. And I really didn't set out to be a horse trainer, but that's just the way it turned out.
That's a beautiful part of the country. I'll tell you, I got to make my first trip to Penn National, and I realized probably when you were younger, Penn National wasn't what it's like now, but what a beautiful area. I mean, it's just breathtaking up there.
Oh, yeah. So it's a great place to grow up. Three older brothers all in the business, and we grew up in the business, and so... After college, I found myself here at Belmont Park. So.
Well, I think Linda and I like Hershey, Pennsylvania for far different reasons.
You must be a Hershey Bears fan.
Linda Rice, winner of over 1,300 races, thank you for joining us this morning for a few minutes. Best of luck today with Hot City Girl and Pallas, and of course, in the coming weeks, with the old mayor, La Verdad. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Jude.
Bye-bye.